Hello, and welcome to another edition of WTF Just Happened Today, your essential guide to making the news make sense. It's Wednesday, January 14th, 2026, and I'm Matt Keezer. Today's edition was written and edited by me, and this audio article was narrated by an AI clone of my voice. Now, here's what just happened today. First up, FBI agents searched the Virginia home of a Washington Post reporter and seized her phone, two laptops, and a Garmin watch. The search was tied to a Pentagon contractor accused of unlawfully retaining classified national defense information, even though the reporter and the Post were told they were not targets. Next, Denmark said it still had a fundamental disagreement with the Trump administration over Greenland after talks in Washington. Trump said the United States needed Greenland for national security, and that anything less than U.S. control was unacceptable, while Denmark's foreign minister called proposals that ignored Denmark's territorial integrity and Greenlanders' right to self-determination totally unacceptable. Meanwhile, the Pentagon began evacuating non-essential personnel from Al Udeid Air Base in Qatar as a precaution, while Trump weighed possible military strikes over Iran's crackdown on protests. U.S. intelligence assessed that if Trump struck Iran, Tehran would retaliate against U.S. forces in the region, and Trump said he had been told Iran had no plan for executions of anti-regime protesters. In other news, the State Department said it would indefinitely pause immigrant visa processing for people from 75 countries starting January 21st. The pause applied only to immigrant visas for people seeking permanent residency that the administration considered likely to become a public charge. An analyst estimated it could block nearly half of all legal immigrants if it lasted a year. Also, Trump gave an auto worker who called him a pedophile protector the middle finger and twice mouthed, "fuck you," while touring a Ford plant in Michigan. The White House called Trump's response appropriate. Ford suspended the worker, and the worker said he had definitely no regrets whatsoever. Next, a poll found 56% of Americans said Trump had gone too far in using the U.S. military to intervene abroad. Another poll found 70% of voters said Trump should first receive approval from Congress before taking military action against another country. Meanwhile, a federal three-judge panel upheld California's new congressional maps in a 2-to-1 ruling, dismissing Republican and Trump administration claims that the voter-approved plan was an illegal racial gerrymander. The ruling kept the maps in place for upcoming midterm elections. Also, the Trump administration abruptly terminated more than 2,000 federal grants for mental health and addiction services, totaling nearly $2 billion, and offered little detail about which programs were cut or why. Finally, 2025 was the third warmest on record, and the past 11 years were the 11 warmest. Global average temperatures were about 1.47 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial levels. That's all for now. You can find the full edition and all the cited sources at WTFJHT.com. And if you have a minute, help me improve this. WTFJHT.com/feedback. Thanks for listening. I'm Matt Keezer, and I'm glad you're here.